the Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Hello, Rolien. How are you?
I am good. And yourself?
Very good, thank you. Can we please have a very quick update about COVID-19 in Israel? Because there are so many stories that I really do want to get to today as well. So what's the latest? I know that it's big. Big news.
Okay, so we have seen an increase in the amount of criticism leveled towards Netanyahu and the government for the way that they are handling the second wave of COVID-19. And it's mutually critical. There are elements within the Knesset that are saying that, you know, Israelis need to be more responsible. And I have to say, looking at a protest of nearly 10,000 people at Kikar Rabin on Saturday night, I was extremely angry and dismayed. There's a lot of criticism because of the way that the government is stalling on handing out or making sure that the bailout for cell-phoned businesses or small businesses are being handled. And we can absolutely understand that. But at a time where our infections are spiking at alarming levels, even though they're slightly down from last week, is this kind of action responsible? And there are people within the health ministry who are saying perhaps Israel has to go into mandatory lockdown until we flatten that curve again. Right. We were so responsible and so good the first time around. Why is this out of hand the second time around? And also a lot of conjecture today because the special coronavirus committee, which is also why we had the coalition get pushed forward between Gantz and Netanyahu, you know, that speedily, is because we needed to get this COVID-19 special committee in the Knesset sorted out ASAP. So a lot of debate today whether or not it was responsible to reopen gyms and swimming pools. And you and I had a discussion, you know, offline about this. And the decision has been made. They will be reopening gyms and pools because only 35 infections can be attributed to gyms. And also many people feel, including myself, that right now if you are able to exercise, it just helps with emotional and mental issues at the moment. It helps with that stress. But a lot of arguments and many people saying, could this be the end of Prime Minister Netanyahu?
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. That's actually what I wanted to ask you, is what impact do you think Israel's government, their reaction, do you think that it's something that will go down as the straw that broke the camel's back for Netanyahu?
Well, it's an excellent question, and it could very well be. You know, there's a lot of criticism, and it was very interesting last week to see that the health minister addressed Israel discussing possible new restrictions, and the prime minister only a few days later. But there's a lot of criticism. You know, the way that we handled the virus the first time round, there seemed to be a cohesive plan. Now there doesn't seem to be any kind of a plan moving forward. In fact, even President Rivlin weighed in last week saying, you know, you need to get your act together. Also, and I'm going to say this, and Kef, let me know if the SMS line lights up. Many feel that the Prime Minister was perhaps a little bit distracted at the beginning of the month with, you know, whatever
his own
word
personal
you
trials,
use.
Yeah.
There's the personal trial, and he is due to appear in court again next week. But there are many, including Benny Gantz, the Defence Minister, and the alternate Prime Minister, felt that at a time when we are battling coronavirus, and, you know, we're not alone, we're joined by countries around the world, is this the time to be talking possible application of sovereignty or annexation or whatever language you choose to use? Personally, I don't believe that either fit the definition, but many, many people feeling that the Prime Minister has dropped the ball on this. His government have dropped the ball, and they need to get their act together very, very quickly. This is not to say that we also shouldn't be playing our part in acting responsibly.
Very interesting. All right, let's move on. Accused, alleged pedophile, Malka Leifer. What's the latest on her? Okay, so just give us a little bit of background, Rolien.
Malka Lafa is wanted in Australia on 74 counts of child sex abuse. She is, as you've just mentioned, a paedophile, and we've had
alleged
a lot of debate around this on whether or not she is fit to stand trial. The Supreme Court has decided she is fit to stand trial, and it should be done in Australia for justice for the victims there. She tried to stall the trial by claiming that she wasn't mentally fit. The Supreme Court threw out that argument, and now the defense team has put forward an appeal to try and delay her extradition back to Australia, but the Supreme Court again rejected that, saying she will be extradited as soon as possible to face a trial there. She is due in court on the 16th of July. We are assuming it's court in Israel because there hasn't been any notification whether or not she will be extradited back. But it's a massive move forward for the victims, and it's also a step in the right direction for bilateral relations between Australia and Israel. The Australian government at many levels appealing to Israel, make sure that Lafa is put on a plane and sent back to Israel. Sent back to Australia. These acts were committed in Australia, and she needs to face justice in Australia.
Okay. So we'll find out on the 16th. That's next week. No, it's this
that
week.
That is next week.
No, the 16th is this week. Today's the 13th. So it's in 3 days' time.
Who can tell? All these days are starting to bleed into each other.
Listen, I'm just trying to sort out my memory. I cannot understand why I can't remember anything. I'm working harder than I've ever worked. I'm working longer than I've ever worked. It is so involved. And ask me any information and I have to think about it. It's not at the tip of my, you know, at my fingertips. I don't have the information at my fingertips anymore. Anyway, Rolene, let's just talk about the senior Hamas commander who has defected to Israel.
Well, this is a story you don't hear every day. And it's a story about a senior Hamas official who has allegedly been working with the Israeli security apparatus since 2009. Now, you and I know through speaking over the years what fate awaits anybody who is accused of collaboration by Hamas in the Gaza Strip. But he managed successfully with the help of Israelis. We don't know too many details about that. He managed to escape the Gaza Strip by boat, accompanied by his brother on Saturday, and get safe entrance into Israel. And this is all according to a Saudi media outlet. They are reporting this. This hasn't really made much of the news here. But along with that are 16 other alleged collaborators. And we know, and we have to speak about it, that the penalty if you are suspected of collaborating with the Israelis as a citizen or anybody in the Gaza Strip, the sentence is torture and death.
Yeah. Do we know whatever became of Mossab Hassan Youssef? He was the son of the second in command of Hamas, and he also became an Israeli informant. He wrote a book called Son of Hamas.
It
was absolutely brilliant. What's happened to him?
He's living a very successful life. He is now a Christian.
Yep.
He converted from Islam to Christianity. He was disowned by his family. He is now living overseas. He's married, and he's a very, very, very successful speaker. He does the speaker circuit. He's spoken around the world, including in South Africa, and he's very, very, very successful now in getting his message across, especially the message of how he was educated to hate.
Yeah.
You know, he's the son of a well-known terrorist.
So maybe defection or moving over to Israel isn't such a rare thing. I'm just saying.
Can be a positive career move. Just saying.
Okay, Rolene. All right, very quickly. Last week, Thursday, unless, you know what, I actually think that I want to talk about this with you in a little bit more detail. So can we hold off until tomorrow?
We can hold off until tomorrow because this does deserve the attention, but just to whet everybody's appetite, because it's a lovely way to connect so many of you who are feeling so far away from Israel and yearning to come and visit us. We can be extremely, extremely proud of our incredible IDF and what they do, not just to keep us safe, but also to save lives. And we can definitely have this conversation tomorrow because it's absolutely will do it justice.
Thank you very much, Rolly Marks, and we will catch up tomorrow.